All right. Everybody hydrated?
Yeah, I hope so.
All right. Elks Live, WFMU. Thanks, guys, for coming down.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Who do we all have here?
So,
I'm Josh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Sean.
Devin.
And Donald.
Okay. And I think you might be the first band that's actually finished all the beer I bought for them. So I want to say thank you for that. Wow. Every other band, I always just like, I go to the liquor store. I'm just like, I don't know how much I'm going to buy tonight. And tonight, I want to say, I think I judged right. So good job, fellas.
That's good.
Beer, man. You need beer. How much beer goes into your music?
Our practice?
Just in general, how much does it take to make the music that you make?
I feel like lately we've been making like 3 beer runs of practice, which
yeah.
You would think we would just do one big one, but
they're fairly short practices too.
But the songs are a little long for the, I guess that the, you have building ups helps build stamina that you have to go back to the story like, no, I got to keep rocking.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, like I can't, like when I'm writing, it helps to like ease the tension or whatever, because I don't know, writing's like a very tense thing. Mm-hmm. And so it's always good to like be a little lubricated. I don't know if, like how much beer exactly goes into it, but probably more than which is good for us.
Definitely lose count.
Well, I think it's pretty good. I think it's the music is feeling nice. It's feeling nice. With the style, I guess, of music, like I was trying to tell some people how to describe it, because there's not a record out yet, but it's coming, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like, I was like, it's kind of sludgy, it's kind of metal, but it's kind of power. Like, what do you tell the people what it is?
It's a good question.
This is $60,000.
Yeah, this question has remained unanswered for quite some time, I think, actually.
Yeah, I think...
We got Metallic Garage Punks once.
Brooklyn Vegan call us Metallic Garage Punks.
Yeah. I feel like we usually say Stoner Thrash.
Stoner Thrash.
Right?
Yeah,
Stoner Thrash. Thrash. Okay.
Yeah. But I don't, like, what...
It doesn't actually mean anything.
What does that mean?
What does anything mean? The more hyphens I get, I think the more people decide they like you, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So try to give me as many hyphens as possible.
Well, we definitely don't like Metallic Garage Punks.
Yeah, that was bad.
But if you had the ultimate hyphen, like, give me, like, the best.
You guys.
Well, for a while, we were talking about Cyber Thrash just to cash in on the whole, like, cyberpunk
internet?
Thing.
Well,
on the internet.
The cash in on the internet.
It's been happening lately on the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
We got
our GeoCities and everything.
Making sure you pull in all the occult images that you can. So you do have a record coming out. What's I know you've been working on it. What's the deal with that?
So we actually finished that up quite a long time ago. Devin and I actually started this band with Shawnee, although he left us for a short period before coming back. But we started this band when we were living up in New Hampshire, and a lot of the songs on that first EP are date from that time. So it's like a little bit of kind of a different sound than what we've been doing recently, but I think we're all pretty proud of it. We finally got it down. We recorded at a place called Translator Audio in Park Slope with an awesome guy, Brendan from Made Out of Babies and Red Sparrows.
No.
Yeah, and so we basically kind of fell into this thing with TP Records, who I know have, for me, like, put out so many records that I love and grew up listening to, and
For sure.
Obviously, you know, putting out, like, Sleep, like, Dope Smoker, and even, like, well, I think a one-off with Brian Jonestown Massacre. So just, like, a really cool label, a Brooklyn-based label, you know, that I think that we're really proud to be a part of. So they're going to kind of take this EP that we've had in the can for a little while now, put it out, and then hopefully we're going to go back into the studio to lay out the full length and you know, record some of the songs.
Sweet. When are they dropping that?
EP should come out in July or August, I think.
Sweet. And in the meantime, where can they find your music before the EP comes out with TP?
On our GOC
no, man, it's Fortune.
Yeah, Angel Fire.
Yeah. MySpace.com/elks. Elks. Elks.
Three elks. Yeah. A herd of elks. Who's been some of the best things that you've been playing with lately? What are you guys hyped on?
Well, I think we definitely all agree, like, our label mates, there's a band called Nam, you know, also from Brooklyn. They're incredible. They're over in Europe right now.
Getting wasted.
Yeah. Getting lost in Germany somewhere.
Yeah.
No, I mean, they're good dudes.
I mean, I don't know. One of the things that's cool for me with this band is that we've been playing with all these bands that I've loved for, you know, years and years and years, who I never, you know, thought I'd share a stage with. So, you know, like Coliseum and, like, you know, our label mates, obviously, like Nam. I mean, when I found out we were going to get signed to TP, I was totally out of control, excited. And I mean, the list,
drank,
like,
even more beer than usual.
Drank even more beer than
usual. I mean, the other thing is, like, you know, we may say that, like, calling it metallic garage punk or whatever is goofy, but it's, like, the fact that our sound kind of crosses over a little bit, I think, has been good too, because we've gotten to play with some, you know, kind of weird bands, you know, like some of the shows we played Death by Audio with, like, Splinters and Heavy Cream and stuff, you know.
Yeah, or it's
like
who are awesome.
Yeah. It's like stuff that's not strictly metal. Mm-hmm. We're just getting to play with, like, a bunch of people who just love ripping. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's awesome.
Right. So, EP in July sometime. TP, check it out. Elks, anything else for the people?
Drink beer.
Beer. It's 9 in the morning now, so crack a beer. Maybe hope you woke up the neighbors and let's party. Thanks for coming up, guys. Elks, WFMU.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Peace. Thanks.